After you've entered your information, you will need to create a username and password so that you can sign into your account. You will also enter your email address. You have the option to include a phone number and/or mailing address too. USAC will use this information to contact you about updates to your application. You also have the option to include an alternate email address, maybe a family member or caseworker, if you want a secondary contact to receive updates about your application. Lastly, you will need to select the I'm not a robot box.